This Thursday saw the opening of a new exhibition at the National Gallery's Kinski Palace at the Stables Gallery, marking 100 years since the death of post-impressionist painter, critic and man of letters Miloš Jeránek, who contributed strongly to the Czech national awakening at the end of the 19th century. Although he died at the age of just 36, Jeránek was a most influential figure whose paintings as well as written works have seen renewed appreciation. The show, entitled The Polemics of Miloš Jeránek, features oils, watercolors, caricatures, and woodcut prints, many of the images pristine, featuring earthy hues and soft light. It's a small exhibition, but well worth seeing. And to learn more about the painter and his legacy, I spoke to the rector of the Academy of Fine Arts in Prague, Jiří Kotalík, on the day of the show's opening.
I think it's a very important and a person with a lot of influence for the development of Czech modern culture and art, because he was a member of the generation, so-called generation of 90s, means the young generation of artists which stepped on the stage in the last decade of the 19th century with a very important role to open the doors to the Europe, to receive the informations about up-to-date development. There was a World Exhibition in Paris, visited, and then he made a contact with Rodin, and there was a big exhibition of Auguste Rodin in Prague 1902 under the Manes label, and another exhibitions presenting the really contemporary French art. And the second very important role of the generation was to, in fact, try to somehow fixed this 19th century little bit conservative and very international tradition on a base of find some kind of specifics of Czech art around the Europe. And there was the role of the Manes group and the role of Miloš Jeránek, because he was not only painter, which is comparable, I think, with quality with Edgar Degas or Pierre Bonnard, but he was also a very important man of literature, translator, art critic, editor, and organizer. His work was not very highly evaluated in his period, because there was some doubts and discussions if he is a better literature man or better fine artist. But nevertheless, I think he's a very important and key person of Czech modern art.
As you mentioned there, he connected with Auguste Rodin, with people like Edvard Munch, and he brought them to, well, it wasn't Czechoslovakia yet.
Yeah. You know, he died in 1911, in the age of 36. So he was not able, to fulfill this project of the generation. And a part of this project of the generation was also the establishment of the Czech Republic by Masaryk in 1918. But I'm sure that Jeránek was one of the personalities which put some foundation stones to this final building, which is the Czech state and Czech culture.
It's a very important point, of course. Did he also have something of a rebellious streak, which was also characteristic of the artists working in his generation?
Yeah. I don't know. Specifically, in the very beginning of his career, by the way, he was kicked out from the Academy of Fine Arts because he wrote a critic on an exhibition, and specifically on the works of a rector of the Academy, Václav Vržík, in the exhibition. And he was really one of these angry young men in the 90s. As one of a few artists, even later, he was very tolerant, and he was very near to the young generation, another generation of Cubist artists like Pilar Kubista. So it's some kind of continuity, which I think is very, very, very important. So from my point of view, Jeránek, some kind of, the keystone between Manes as the foundation of the national tradition. By the way, he followed his steps to Slovakia and to Moravia in 1906 to put together these different cultures. So here's a keystone between Manes and then this real modern generation of Cubists and revolutionary artists after 1908. 14.
You mentioned during the press conference here that as an artist, he himself said that he wasn't influenced by, say, his immediate predecessors, but by the old masters, by people like Rembrandt and Velázquez.
He wrote small articles about his artists, and he edited a very important book, which is called Dojmy a potulky, Impressions and Travels. And he stressed there that for him, the most important influence was to stay face to face with the works of old masters, specifically Velázquez in Vienna, specifically Rembrandt. We have one in Prague, and we have some nice works of his school, Goya graphics, Tintoretto. He visited Venice, and this was his university, in fact. And only on the second round, the contemporary French art.
Miloš Jiránek is discussed often as a Czech impressionist or post-impressionist.
Czech towards the present.
To what degree was he influenced by post-impressionism?
Of course, I think that he was reflecting what's happened on the stage, so he followed Monet and his followers. And I think specifically Claude Bazzi or Caillebeau from the French art in about the 80s is very near to the Jiránek vision. He highly evaluated Edgar Degas, and there was some kind of, let's say, his follower. But he was able to accept the positions, for example, of Gauguin and Van Gogh in a little bit different way than they, but in some kind of, let's say, the filter which was under the curtains of symbolism. So he's very near, for example, to Odion Redon. He was visited Redon for several times, and he was, I think, very near in the very end of his life to Pierre Bonnard.
And thematically, were his subjects similar? Because he did landscapes.
That's very important, because one of his ideas was that it's not important the final painting. That important is the idea of the painting, sketch, design. Doesn't exist a bigger painting than 1.40 meters in his work. And he stepped out from one team to another one team. There he was very good in landscape. He was one of the first in the, let's say, the figural painting, for example, on the team of sport. He made a beautiful painting about football in 1902, or gymnastic and so on. He was an excellent portraitist, and I think the most important was, in fact, the theme of his paintings is almost sometimes nothing. Just a lady sitting on the chair and reading the book. Everyday life, very simple, very normal, which you can look in any time when you look around.
In connection with that, and I'll let you go on that note, it is appropriate to what you're saying that this is a smaller exhibition, chamber exhibition, as mentioned here.
I very highly evaluate that the National Gallery remember this anniversary with this small exhibition, which is some kind, really just some homage, some celebration and memory of this big man, great man, because the last complete exhibition of Jiránek was organized in Prague in 2000. I'd like once more stress that his literature and his painting have to be understood together. They are not two separate activities. They are not two separate disciplines. It's somehow together. And I think it's visible in the paintings, some kind of literature background. And definitely if you read his books, so it's full of imagination.
The head of the Academy of Fine Arts in Prague, Jiří Kotalík, there talking about the famous Czech post-impressionist painter Miloš Jiránek.